the junior fair and the open class poultry departments grow and how we can support our exhibitors.
All right. So any shows or poultry clinics that you would recommend?
So the state of Ohio has shut down the shows for right now because of the avian flu that went rampant earlier this year. So right now there aren't any shows that are on the books. Clinics, we, Hancock County, will be having a clinic at the fairgrounds on July 29th. We go over some basics. We have cages with birds in it. We're going to show kids their, or their family members or their siblings, whoever wants. We show them how to show the birds. We'll show them how to properly take them out, how to put them in, how to display a wing, how to flip them, some of the little tricks that the judges uses to catch them up. So we'll do that. And then we have breakout sessions where we have somebody that gives you hints and tips and suggestions on meat chickens, one on meat turkeys. We have a waterfowl, and then we have an exhibition. So we'll have people there to talk to. This year, we're also going to add to that, not at the clinic, but beforehand. We have a decorated egg contest that's part of open class. On that day and on another, I think Plorum testing maybe, I'm going to be available. So if people say, I have this bird, what do I enter it into? We're going to help them. We're going to sit there and say, well, here's the best categories for you to enter your birds for the junior fair so that your kids are successful. Hopefully that'll eliminate some of the changes Britta has to do behind the scenes for me.
Sounds like a really helpful resource for new members. Make sure they know about that. Are there any open class poultry topics that you would like to discuss?
Any bird you have other than meat birds can be also entered into open class. So if you have a junior fair bird, you bring your Rhode Island Reds in, you put them in the exhibition, you can enter those same birds into open class. You don't have to be there for the judging. The judge just walks through and is just judging the birds for that. And so it opens you up to additional awards. And also, if you're ever thinking about going to a show in the state of Ohio, he's going to give you feedback. Birds, they'll make notes on the tag, and or you can go talk to them about your bird, like how would this do at a show. Like Ohio has shows in Wapak, they have them in different areas, but if you're thinking about doing that, they can provide you feedback on it. So that's a really great resource for that. And we open class, we also have open class showmanship that's available for all ages. We have a peewee, we have a youth, we have adult. The adult, the peewee are quite entertaining. But if you have somebody that is a little one, that like maybe their older brother is doing an animal for older sister, and this one wants to do something at the fair, we'll provide the birds. They can come in as open class and they can show it in the peewee division. And it also helps bridge that gap that birds are scary because they're little and you hand them a little tiny bird and they're like, okay. But we also have a youth one. So if there's somebody that's thinking about, oh, I might want to do poultry, you're not sure you want to do it, come and do the open class youth showmanship. And that gives you a basis on whether you think that this is something. And then the adult class is just fun. That's just entertainment.
All right. So any other important information we haven't discussed yet?
So for the poultry department, because of the ODA requirements and stuff, I have online forms that have to be submitted so that I can go through them and make sure, because I want these kids to show. I don't want to be sitting at weigh-in going, okay, where's this document? Where's this document? They have no idea where this stuff is. So I have, my deadline is July 31st, and I have some online forms based on what they're doing. But the one that every poultry exhibitor has to fill out is called the Poultry Department Guideline Form. And so they have to fill that out. And I also need the health certificate form. And there's another form where they can upload that to me. Those, they have to be done by July 31st. If everybody gets those in, then, you know, I can get back to them. Or I don't have to get back to them. I have what you need. But if not, I can get a hold of you and I can figure out what's going on. So that's a really important deadline. And if they're going to have a meat project and they think they're going to want to take their home, their animal home after the fair and sell it, after the livestock sale, they need to let me know by that July 31st so that that's an option. They can choose later not to do it.
So obviously you have a lot of information. How do people get into contact with you?
Okay, so there's the Hancock County Poultry. There's a Facebook page, the Junior Fair Poultry page. That's one way you can get through, contact us. get through meat, you can contact us through the Blanchard Valley Poultry Association Facebook page. And then you can also contact either myself, Chris, or Scott. We actually publicize our phone numbers in